Just a few seconds after 5 o'clock, so it's 5 by 4 time, all the way from now till 5:30. Chris Cross here, ready to introduce the show. Special show tonight, as you may know, and Alex D will be along to put in a few comments here and there. Well, as we've told you quite a few times, I think, it is the 200th edition of 5x4 tonight, so welcome all you listeners, all you faithful listeners, all you new listeners, everyone in fact. Tonight, we want a special show, don't we? So, we thought. What should we do for a special show? Answer, well, the best thing we could think of was to play you all the big, big hits of the Beatles and Stones. How do you like that idea? We think it's, like, pretty good idea. Anyway, not all of them were big. Remember this one? Well, that, of course, was the first ever Beatles single, and in fact didn't make the number one spot or anywhere near it. Just about crept into the top 30, and that was all. But then, just a few months later, they came up with this one. Straight to number one went Please Please Me. Two records and 6 minutes gone of this evening's 5x4 from Radio City. Well, while the Beatles were knocking spots off the charts with that particular number, their first number one, and let it never be said it was their last, because in fact they've had 8 following number ones, yes, 8 consecutive number one hits for the Beatles. Where were the Stones? Well, I think round about that time, or maybe just a little later, not quite sure, they made this number. First single from the Stones called Come On. Second number one from the Beatles goes like this one. 1963 in summer, I think it was. In fact, subsequently during the course of 5x4, at least one of the lesser requested numbers of the Beatles' big hits. In fact, we don't get a lot of requests for that one. I don't quite know why. I'm having a long discussion with Alex D about when exactly it was. I think it was round about June-ish 1963, but wouldn't like to swear to that one. Meanwhile, what are the Stones? They still hadn't had a big hit. They were getting into the charts just about with this one. Just Lennon McCartney composition for them, I Wanna Be Your Man. Well, I say that's the Stones' first recorded composition of the Beatles. In fact, it was their last, as far as singles are concerned. Anyway, they made 2 other tracks that were written by Lennon McCartney. One was Money. Now, what was the other one? Can you remember, Alex?
A slight idea, I'm afraid.
Oh, you ought to have. He usually has an idea. Now, I was asking dear old Alex D what he thought of this next little number. Memorable, was I think the word you used?
Yes, memorable.
One of the most memorable Beatle tracks. Not, in fact, a single, but their great EP that goes like this. Biggest selling EP for many a year, this one, called, of course, Twist and Shout. Well, I can't quite remember the actual figures, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, that is about the biggest selling EP of all time. Twist and Shout, I can remember, that was in the top 10 for months and months. What would you like to say, Alex?
Well, at this very moment, I'd like to thank the young boy that sent us in the Beatles' first actual Polydor recording. It was with Tony Sheridan. It's Tony Sheridan with the Beatles. In fact, the numbers on this particular EP were My Bonnie, Cry for a Shadow, The Saints and Why. The one we're going to be playing in a few moments will be Cry for a Shadow. It's a Harrison and Lennon composition, which is rather unusual from the Lennon and McCartney compositions. Okay, carry on.
Thank you, ever so. If you've just tuned in, don't forget you are tuned to the 5x4 show on Radio City, the 200th edition. We're getting on with the Stones saga now, and not fade away.